Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Heather. Today I'm going to do a kind of chit chat, kind of like they're not really ASMR, but they're just kind of like, if you can't sleep at night and you need to hear something, someone talking, it just puts you to sleep or whatever. I am in my craft room today and I am actually cleaning. So I thought I would just chit chat about what I'm doing and what I'm cleaning today, because I have a lot to clean. And so I thought I'd just share with you guys what I'm up to, what I'm cleaning and what, you know, I'm working on in my craft room today. It's a big mess, so it's good that I'm finally getting around to doing this because I've been putting it off for a while. So anyways, if you guys want to find me on social media, be sure to search Heather Iris or Heather Iris Podcast. You'll be able to find me if you search that. I also have some YouTube videos and, you know, all sorts of stuff online. And also, if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, please let me know and I will give you a shout out if you'd like in my next episode. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into cleaning because we have a huge mess. I'll send a picture of what my craft room is looking like today. Okay, so if you want to see what the craft room is currently looking like, you can go to my Instagram, search Heather Iris Podcast or Heather Iris, and you should be able to see kind of what it's currently looking like. Obviously, expect it to be messy because that's why we're dealing with this today, because it's a huge mess. I'm working on the closet right now, and I feel like the closet is a good place to start because there's, you know, if I can get some of this stuff away and put into a closet, I can, you know, close the closet and kind of make it look a little bit nicer. My goal this year, obviously I'm trying to clean this because it's gotten like completely out of hand. It's just a huge mess in here. And it's been really discouraging because, you know, with this last year, my mental health, it's been a challenge, you know, dealing with depression and anxiety, with everything that's going on in the world and everything. And so I've kind of neglected my creativity and my this room in general. And, you know, it makes me feel really guilty because, you know, I'm really blessed to be able to have a room that I can completely just devote to crafting and creativity and art and stuff. And so it's been definitely challenging, like just it's been in the back of my mind and kind of stressing me out all year. So I finally am feeling like at a pretty good place that I'm like, okay, this is something that I should do and take on. So I'm working in the closet right now. I've been making some little craft, little hair accessories and things for my nieces and, you know, my friends' kids and everything. And so I thought it would be a good time to start working on, oh my gosh, organizing this because it's definitely a big mess right now. And my goal is this year to start an Etsy shop. I've had an Etsy shop in the past. I would do little family fashion illustrations, which that might sound weird because, you know, when you think of family portraits, you don't really think of fashion illustrations. But that's kind of like what I love doing fashion illustration. I went to school. I didn't graduate, but I did some schooling at a school where we did, you know, fashion illustration because we were doing fashion, you know, design and merchandising and all that stuff. So it was a lot of fun for me to, you know, I just like drawing, you know, pretty clothes. It's kind of fun. And so I was doing, you know, family portraits, but that was, could definitely get kind of stressful at times because, you know, when you're drawing people, of course they want to, I think the most time where you're going to have people like really be critical of art is when it's a drawing of themselves because we're so, you know, we're so critical of what we look like. And so it was definitely stressful. I'm a perfectionist in general, and then to be drawing people, and then I don't know, it was just definitely stressful at times drawing people and making sure that, you know, they liked the way they looked, and I was still able to stick with my style though, because I have like a stylized fashion illustration, you know. I don't know if that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense. So I wouldn't want to probably do fashion illustrations unless they were just like celebrity ones, which is what I like to do just for fun, and maybe sell prints of them. I don't think I will do family portraits again. I might, because the money is good, but it also kind of takes the fun out of, you know, art. And, you know, it's when you take the fun out of art, it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? When you're just doing art for a business, it's, I don't know, it's kind of sad to me. So anyways, so I'll probably open a shop with like accessories and that kind of a thing. And so that's my goal for this year, is to start selling stuff on Etsy and open a shop, hopefully by the end of summer. So this is kind of the first step, because all my supplies are in here, and all my, you know, I have like a whole like shop front set up, quote unquote, because it's just for fun. I used to sell some of my stuff at a little boutique, and I miss that because it was, you know, it's just fun to see your stuff in a store. And so I kind of set up my own little storefront, just to display like my current projects, the jewelry I'm working on, or hair accessories I'm working on, or, you know, whatever it is that I'm enjoying making, I guess, at the time. So yeah, I guess my goal is definitely to clean this closet, and then also to work on my desk, because I have this huge desk and it's beautiful. I mean, the desk itself is not beautiful. Don't get it twisted, I guess. The desk is literally just a really old desk that is like a hand-me-down from people, but it's like in front of this huge two windows. My craft room kind of outlooks our house. And so I love to people watch. Like, there's days where I'll just, you know, I used to sit there and craft, and I'd people watch, and, you know, I'd always get entertained watching like the UPS people talk with like neighbors, or see what's going on in the neighborhood. And so it'll be good to like get back to that and kind of clean things up, so I can kind of be more inspired and look out onto the road. And right now the trees have like blossoms on them, like white blossoms. They're really pretty. And so that's another thing I like to just notice or enjoy. So yeah, that's what I'm kind of working on right now. My closet is, geez Louise, unbelievable. I have so many like little teeny bins of, you know, jewelry, you know, little things and sequins and beads and everything. So it's taking a while to kind of organize it. But I did find a book that I'm actually really excited to read again. I haven't finished the whole book. I'm like about halfway through, but it's The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan. Oh my gosh, I forgot how much. This book is just so kind of fascinating and just interesting. It talks about how, like, you know, some stay-at-home moms, like the housewife, can be very unfulfilled. And it's, you know, a feminist book. It's really actually very interesting and insightful. And so I'm really excited I found it, because I've been thinking, like, do I own that book? I can't remember if I own that book or if I borrowed it from someone. But I've been thinking, I've been wanting to read that this summer, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and sometimes that can be, you know, challenging for my mental health. And so I want to read up on that book, because I think it's very insightful, and it has some research to back it. It's an older book, actually, but it's been around for a while, and it's really interesting. But anyways, I feel like I'm out of breath talking to you guys while I clean, so I might just end up going. I thought I was going to be able to talk to you guys a little bit longer, but I gotta get some work done so I can, show it to you guys. So if you want to see what, again, the room's looking like right now, be sure to go to my social media, check that out, and then I will update you along the way. I hope you guys are having a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.